This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys hear about this story? Oh my goodness, it involves Muslims. They better get the old earmuffs on for the FCC. Is it? FCC. They're the ones who regulate me, right? Get the old earmuffs on. About to start talking about some Muslims. Can't do that without getting banned or shadow banned on Twitter or Facebook. Can't say anything negative about the religion of peace. KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. By the way, have they figured out who set that fire to Notre Dame? I was watching a special about how they're slowly rebuilding Notre Dame, but there's been no more any discussion around who set the fire that destroyed an iconic Christian symbol, a church. But again, let's not go looking for the real culprit when we already know who it was, because it's a Muslim. Yeah, I hate to be a spoiler, but for those of you who are wondering what the outcome is, it is a Muslim who did it. And the reason why you're not going to hear anything about it is because it wasn't some Timothy McVeigh. It wasn't some white kid, a radical, a Trump supporter, a Tea Party person. No, it was a Muslim. A practicer of Islam who hates Christianity, hates you, wants you dead. Oh, I know, it's just a very small few of them. Very small. I wonder what would be said right now, and I'm off subject a bit, but I wonder what would be said if Christians were killing people. And anyway, honor killings, stonings, just taking people off of buses while they're on vacation and shooting them. Burning pilots in cages or whatever else, if we did five of those a year, well, how much would you know about how bad Christianity was? How bad would they be fighting against Christianity? Christianity is threatened to kill nobody. Doesn't want to kill anybody. But, boy, the Muslims do it routinely. You don't have to, you don't have to even be very good at research. You can find a stoning. You can find an honor killing. You can find anything. Muslims killing, shooting up resorts, beaches, chopping off heads, taking captives, sex slaves, you name it. You can find it all over the place. And the Democrats and the leftists just turn their heads away and go, what are you talking about? Don't say anything bad about them, because then you end up shadow banned like me, person that speaks the truth. Fox won't let you talk about him. You know, that. By the way, I was talking to this lady who used to follow me on Fox. And she says, Kevin, I tape Fox all day, but I selectively watch it. I ask her why. Because she says she misses me on it. And go, then why are you still watching it? She goes, I don't. She and by the way, she goes, I hate Greg Gutfeld. She goes, she said she hates. I take that back. She said she hates just Jesse Waters. But she says she only likes Gutfeld on his own show. She doesn't like Gutfeld on The Five. I don't find Gutfeld that engaging personally. She says she likes him on his own show because he has interesting guests. I say, well, that's the only thing that makes Gutfeld interesting, his interesting guests. Other than that, he's looking for the thing to make you laugh, the thing to make him look clever. It isn't natural. And I'm not saying anything bad. I tell him to his face. Little egomaniac. Little bitty short dude, man. I think Gutfeld's like 5'2". I'm no, giant, but I don't have a problem with my size. Gutfeld has a real problem with his size. He does. Anyway, Muslims is what I was talking about. I got off track because Fox, it's easy to get off track with Fox. Because people love the conversation around Fox. I say 2 to 5 years, Fox is not the dominant media source for conservatives. Because they won't talk about Muslims. I think it's safe to say, this is what I'm reading, that American Airlines' disagreement with their mechanics has just reached a whole new level. It's kind of sad that I'm not surprised to read a story about an American Airlines mechanic intentionally trying to make a plane unsafe. And here's what they write. An American Airlines mechanic was arrested just recently. He'll have his first appearance in court on the day of this story. The mechanic in question was Abdul Majid Maruf Ahmed Alani. And he's charged with, quote, willfully damaging, destroying, or disabling an aircraft. The veteran mechanic allegedly attempted to disable a navigation system that was about to carry 150 people to Nassau on July 17th, American Airlines 2834. As the pilots powered up the engines, they received an error message, so they ended up returning to the gate so the plane could be taken out of service. At that point, it was determined that the system had been tampered with. Specifically, a tube had been found obstructed with a hard foam material. I don't know what it was. Now, whatever this dude's name was, Muhammad, he says it wasn't an act of terror, which I'm presuming. He said, I was doing this for my auto mechanic buddies. Now, he's been an auto mechanic for a while. And here's the thing. I'm going to tell you up front. I don't know whether Abdul meant to do it as a to get back at the union, you know, to protect his union and was getting back at American Airlines, or he did it as an act of terror. But here's what I don't like about it. I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Every Muslim in every position, think about the number of people who work now in our government, in TSA, and so on. They're all suspect until we actually start making a dent, until radical Islam is no more. See, I'm going to tell you, you can compare radical Islam to the Amish. In this respect, the Amish have a strange religion for most of us. We look at it and go, it's a really strange way of living. You want to live off the grid, blah, blah, blah. But they don't bother anybody. In fact, they contribute to society in strange ways. And I look at them and I say, you know what? There's something to be admired about the Amish. But it's difficult to do that with Islam. And it very well may be that the radical side of it is banned and not practiced, etc. But until the regular people of Islam say what we would say as Christians, if Christians were cutting off people's head, even one, I would say Christianity has to take a look at itself. But Islam people don't want to do it. And in fact, social media and all the elites that want us to think a certain way, they maneuver us into thinking certain ways about Islam because they, in effect, shadow ban us for what our views are of just saying the obvious. I don't know what this guy was doing, but I'll tell you what, I can't rule out that he wasn't trying to do an act of terror. Neither can you, neither can anybody who's got a brain in their head. That's what we talk about here on the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm curious what you think. 844-551-8255 or just send me a message.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If Chicago doesn't kill you outright, they will tax you to death. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Holy cow. So I was in, where was I? I was in New York. And I took an Uber, and because I was in New York in Manhattan, and I had to take an Uber over to Jersey, because I don't rent a car there. I was going to take an Uber over to Jersey to have dinner with a friend of my, one of my benefactor's son. And so I figured, oh, I'll just Uber over. I got him. So the Uber thing says it's going to be $75, which was a lot. I was like, wow. You know, because it was about a 20-mile trip, something like that. I was like, okay, cool. I mean, it's a lot of money to go $75 each way for dinner, but big benefactor, good, you know, kid wanted to meet me. Say kid, he's a man. And wanted to talk politics and what have you. So, no problem. So, I go get the Uber. I get my Uber bill. It was $185 each way. Now, let me tell you why. It had on there out-of-town fee. In other words, if Uber in New York goes from New York to across the bridge to New Jersey, there was a $15 fee that was called an out-of-town fee. And then there was a bridge fee that was like $8 each way. And I crossed, I think, two bridges. Okay. And then there were all kinds of metropolitan fees and trash fees and lead fees and all this. And a $75 trip one way, maybe it was $95, but it was $185 each way. And it made me stop and think. I was telling my office staff, I said, hell, I should have just flown into Newark, stayed the night in Newark, and Ubered only one way into Manhattan and then flown out of JFK. But that, it's crazy, the taxes. Anyway, I want to talk about Chicago taxes because they're defending their title as one of the highest sales tax rates, having the highest sales tax rate in the nation, and they're tied with two other cities for the highest sales tax rates. And here's what the article says. Chicago is home to the highest combined state and local sales tax in the nation, according to a new report from the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation. Chicagoans pay a combined state and local sales tax rate of 10.25%. The city has held this dishonor since the Cook County Board passed a sales tax hike in 2016. Long Beach and Glendale, California share the top spot with Chicago. The report examines cities with over 200,000 people. So Chicago, Glendale, Long Beach. Let me read the others. Tacoma, Seattle, Birmingham, St. Louis, Los Angeles, Santa Clara, and Baton Rouge. I don't know about Baton Rouge, but I know every other city there is ruled by Democrats. Chicagoans pay 1.25% city tax. That's just to be in the city. St. Louis has a 1% city tax. In other words, where you can be killed the quickest, in two of the cities that you could die the quickest, you get to pay for that honor. 1.25%. The county has a 1.75% transit authority tax, 1%, and a state tax. County tax of 1.75%, transit authority tax of 1%, state tax of 6.25%, which is a total of 10.25%. They said the foundation specifically noted that many Chicago area residents will shop online or in the suburbs to avoid paying the city's high taxes. But even that workaround is being disrupted as online marketplaces will be required to collect the state's sales tax beginning January 1st of 2020. Folks, when I tell you that the cities, these municipalities are looking at any possible way to screw you in taxes, I swear, if you rent a car, if you stay at a hotel, or if you take an Uber now, they are pricing you out of the market. And I want you to understand, I want to go back to this Uber. Uber is an app, okay? It is an app that hooks up a person that says, will you take me from here to here for a certain fee? I will, okay? That is a transaction between you and an individual. But the cities are now jumping on the bandwagon, and they're charging Uber taxes. And I want you to understand, they have nothing. These are the people that decry capitalism. They have nothing to do with Uber as a product. They don't support it. They don't add any coding, nothing. The city of New York, and I'm using that as an example. I don't know if it is in Chicago, but I'm sure it is. I promise you. And by the way, if you have an Uber experience like mine, let me know, because I'll go find my receipt. I will read you everything that was on there. It was mind-blowing how many things. When the taxes and fees are more than your ride itself, you have to take pause. And that's what I did. I was sitting there looking at this bill going, you've got to be kidding me. Now, what was my recourse? Nothing. Cities and municipalities can assess these, and I'm using my finger quotes, fees, and nobody has any, you have no ruling over it as a citizen, nothing. They can just say, look, we're going to put a $15 fee for you going out of town. What's that got to do with anything? Once I contract with an Uber driver and he says, yeah, I'm going to take you to Timbuktu for $80, who is the city to go, yeah, well, we're going to tack $15 on there because you're leaving town? For what? Why are you tacking this money on? Please justify this. Didn't have to do it. They put stadium taxes. They threw the kitchen sink at me for this. And thankfully, you know, it's a write-off. I mean, it wasn't like I'm sitting. Can you imagine if you were living hand to mouth and you got that bill that you thought was going to be $85-$90 and suddenly it's this much? It's double? I mean, it's one thing to have the financial wherewithal to be able to pay for it. It's another when somebody's going, oh, here it is. So I want to give you Illinois Policy Institute did a thing on the taxes and different taxes that they charge in Chicago, including those, look, cell phones, cigarettes, ride sharing, found Chicago ranked number one on 10 of the tax fee rates. See, ride sharing. That's what I'm talking about. Uber, an Uber app, and they can just tap. And guys, I'm fixated on it because when it happens to you, you're going to remember this podcast. You're going to go, I remember Kevin talking about on the radio all those taxes on Uber when I took one in the city. I take Ubers, you know, just booting around New York traffic a lot, or Chicago traffic, or big city traffic, because believe it or not, it's cheaper. And these guys, you know, it's pretty much a set fee. But here's what I found with Uber in the big cities. They're metered. The Uber drive that took me from New York to New Jersey, it said, we're going to charge you this much time for sitting in traffic. I'd never seen an Uber do that. Ubers are becoming like taxis. And that is exactly what the cities want. They do not want you using Uber over a taxi. Anyway, check those taxes out. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rules governing the possible impeachment of President Donald Trump have been approved by the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee. Georgia Republican Doug Collins says Democrats are walking down the yellow brick road towards the Emerald City of impeachment.
We simply took rules that already existed in committee. There's nothing new here. And we just simply packaged it together so that people would believe it's an impeachment something.
U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu has recommended moving forward with charges against Andrew McCabe as the Justice Department rejects a last-ditch appeal from the former top FBI official. McCabe appealed the decision of the U.S. Attorney for Washington all the way up to the Deputy Attorney General, but the department rejected that request. The potential charges relate to the DOJ Inspector General findings against McCabe regarding lying during the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm curious, what do you think the polls are? I'm not talking about looking at somebody else's poll. You, your internal barometer. What do you think the polls are? You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. I say Donald Trump is solidly at 55%. And to be honest with you, if there were no fighting against him, he'd probably be around 62%. 35 to 38% of the people in this country are never going to support Republican, you know, whatever. They're not going to support Trump. They're not going to support Republican. None of it. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Lots of polls circulating out there, and I'm curious as to what you, your gut, says about Donald Trump winning or losing. Because I gave you mine. He's a shoe-in. Those are landslide numbers. 55 to 45, 62 to 38. It's somewhere in there. That's going to be where it falls. Now, the Democrats will try to convince you otherwise. And as I've explained to you over the past few days, they've shifted strategy. Suddenly, they've gone from impeachment, racism, impeachment, Russian collusion, racism, and now the recession. There's going to be a recession. You better watch your money. Donald Trump is unsafe. Same thing they said prior to his election. But what happens when that backfires? And it will. Be comfortable, folks, when I tell you this. It will backfire. Come Christmas time, you're going to see America feasting. You're going to watch trade and wait. All I can tell you is, don't worry, 2020 is going to roar in, and by the time the election rolls around, your stock market is going to set many, many more records, et cetera, et cetera. Feel good about that. You can't bring a fraction of $800 billion in trade deficit back into this country and not feel the positive input. You also can't bring the number of jobs that Donald Trump has brought back, good paying jobs, into an economy and not feel it. You're going to feel it all. And all Donald Trump has to do is rein in spending and keep this economy moving and robustly. There's a rumor that the Fed chairman, the Fed is actually trying to get Trump by jacking with the rates. They lowered them recently, which is a good thing. But outside of, if the Fed does something crazy, then Trump will probably get rid of the Fed. But if he's trying to tweak here and there with a quarter point, or, you know, nah, not going to impact us. We're good to go. Even though he does need to stop the quantitative what is it they call it? Because it's quantitative easing when it was affirmative action, baby black Jesus, but a quantitative the other way. In other words, they're not printing money; they're actually impacting the currency. Well, I don't want to get into the weeds, but Barack Obama needed $9 trillion of money printed. With Trump, they're saying, no, we don't need any money printed. In fact, they're probably taking some out of circulation. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. There was a poll that came up from Zogby. It's probably the closest poll to reality. The Wall Street poll shows that Donald Trump is leading all of the candidates. The Democrats are having a conniption over this. The comments were, what poll is this? Remind me, who's Zogby? All kinds of stuff. Zogby's poll is the closest of anything that I've seen to reality. And it wasn't even that big in favor of the president. How can Trump's lead be possible, folks, given what the media tells us on a daily basis? The media tells us that Donald Trump cannot win. He's a loser. If you believe the fake news media, you believe your dry cleaner could beat President Trump in a head-to-head matchup. The Wall Street Report. In this matchup with Biden below are the particulars. Biden does well with voters under the age of 50. Let me just cut to the chase because I don't want to go through all this stuff. Essentially, where we ended up is Trump is beating Biden by a point. I don't know. It was like 46 to 45. Something like that. Donald Trump is beating Bernie Sanders by a point. 44 to 43. He's beating Kamala Harris by 2 points. 44 to 42. I'm curious how they get these numbers because Trump was anywhere from 47, say, depending on who he's up against, down to 44. Okay, kind of weird. But I'll bite. I just want to play along for a little bit, though I do smell a deep state swamp rat cooking. One would have to suspend belief in order to believe that any one of these deep state swamp rat leftists is within 5 points of Donald Trump. Oh, that's bold talk coming from you, Kevin Jackson. How can you possibly say that? Well, I'll hearken back to 2016, the day before the election, polling that had Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by a comfortable margin. You remember that? I went and looked up the polls. Real Clear Politics, who misses it so much, quite honestly, I think they should be embarrassed to put polls up. They have a daily tracking poll. You should go see it, just for shiggles. Anyway, as of Monday morning, the day before the election, Real Clear Politics had Hillary Clinton with a lead. Here's what they've said. She's ahead of Donald Trump in their four-way national average, which also includes Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Jill Stein by 2.2 percentage points and by 2 points in the two-way average. So Real Clear Politics said Hillary Clinton is winning by either 2.2% or 2%, depending upon how you look at the poll, whether you follow the four-way national average or the two-way average. Clinton, they say, as it said at the time, also leads in state polls. If every state voted according to Real Clear Politics average, she would win 297 electoral votes to Donald Trump's 241. She needed 270. And she didn't get it. So they say Clinton was going to win. Crooked Clinton by 2.2% minimum. Here's another set of polling from 538. That's a group that people reference all the time. I would just reference monkeys throwing darts because that's essentially what it was. But here's what they had at the time. This is hysterical. ABC News, Washington Post, Clinton plus four. I'm not even going to list all of them, but here I'm going to give you just a quick synopsis. ABC, Google Consumer Surveys, Ipsos, Gravis Marketing, Fox News, CBS New York, NBC, IBT, Seltzer and Company. All these groups. Clinton plus four, plus two, plus three, plus five, plus five, plus five, plus five, plus three, plus two, plus one plus four. Those are all the groups. Not a single one had Hillary Clinton losing. This is the day of the election. I particularly love the grade column because they gave grades anywhere from A plus to B minus. Every one of those polls, they gave an A plus or B minus. There were no C's, D's, or F's. Fox News had Hillary leading by 5 points and had an A rating. CBS had Clinton with the same lead but got an A minus. Truthfully, all these polls were complete and utter BS, and the worst grade you could get was a B? I wonder how 538 felt about Seltzer and Company's plus four Clinton average. They gave that poll an A plus. ABC News, Washington Post got an A plus. They had Clinton leading by plus four. See, I understand the Democrats need to fool themselves with these fake polls because the very simple question to ask is, what else do they have? A failed coup forebodes a turbulent 2020 for these criminal conspirators. And the Democrats are praying, folks, for a recession. Sadly for them, however, America will continue to thrive. But far worse, President Trump put businessman Trump on steroids after the election. Trump has his sea legs. And his role as president, he's decimated the media in the deep state. There has been no more damage done to the Democrats and the apparatus they put in place than Donald Trump. He replaced a corrupt and feckless administration run by baby black Jesus. And he replaced it with the most accomplished administration in history. And if Democrats believe that fake polling is going to change that, the 2020 election is going to put a kick in their butts like they haven't felt in a long time. They can fool their idiot voters, but they are not going to fool the majority of Americans. President Trump tweeted about the polls saying something to the effect of, I don't even pay attention to that. He goes, we have the best economy. Our internal polling shows we're doing doing fine. And this isn't a situation where Trump is, you know, lying to himself. They want to know the numbers. He even got after Fox. He's like, what kind of polling are you talking about where I'm losing to these clowns? I'm shocked this poll actually didn't go further, show Booker or de Blasio leading Trump. Maybe we'll see Tulsi Gabbard or Andrew Yang, besting President Trump in a head-to-head matchup. Or maybe they'll give us theoretical matchups with both of the Obamas. We'll find out maybe that Oprah Winfrey would win if she ran. Folks, stop listening to polls, even the good ones.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Yeah. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, it's jumped the shark time for Creepy Joe and many of the Democrats. A lot of them are starting to fall away. It was funny. So Tom Steyer, the billionaire who entered the race, he lucked in. He bought his way into the Democrat debates. Welcome, it's Kevin Jackson you're listening to. Steyer bought his way in. Now there's going to be 11 members, 11 buffoons that are going to debate in the next debate. And Tulsi Gabbard, who isn't in because she called out Kamala Harris, she's saying there's some skullduggery going on. There's some shenanigans, and I agree with her. Because the Democrats, they don't really care who the popular people pick. You know what I'm saying? They wanted Bernie Sanders to run against Trump last time, and the DNC and the crooked Democrats made sure Bernie was nowhere to be seen. They found Bernie's socialist number. They said, Bernie, how's a million sound? And Bernie says, you know what? It sounds pretty good. And he took the money, and he's sticking around for more. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But Creepy Joe Biden, I'm just telling you, he's jumping the shark. They're all jumping the shark. Kamala Harris is, you know, first of all, they all give away the farm. But Kamala Harris is dancing publicly. She says Donald Trump, she laughed when they called Donald Trump mentally retarded, then took it back. I don't like that terminology used for anybody except Donald Trump. They're fun to watch. Beto says dropping F-bombs on CNN. He's polling at a ridiculously high 3 or 4%. Yeah, ridiculously high. Because if you're a Democrat and you want that Anthony Weiner lookalike on the ticket as a Democrat, shame on you. Shame on you. You know that dude's got skeletons in his closet like you wouldn't believe. He is bought and sold. But he's going to confiscate the AR-15s, assault weapons, when he's president. Yeah, it's funny to answer. When I'm president, and I always think, you ain't ever going to be president. I'm not going John Oliver on you, but you will never be president. Kamala Harris, nobody on the Democrat ticket on that side of the aisle, I'm going to repeat, will ever be president. Did you hear what I said? I'm not talking about just this election. I'm talking about the next election, and the next election, and the next election. They will never be president. There is nobody electable over there. And certainly not the creepy porn vice president, 2020 Democratic presidential buffoon, and the man who has declared his undying love for baby black Jesus. He appeared on a late show with a hack by the name of Stephen Colbert, a guy who disguises himself as a comedian. And he does it well because he isn't a comedian. And he announced that he would appoint Barack Obama to the Supreme Court. Would you appoint him, Obama, to the Supreme Court? Colbert questioned. Hell yes, Biden responded. Says, I don't think he'd do it, but he's fully qualified. Well, I said to that question, who's next? Jay-Z? Beyonce? They're equally as qualified according to the leftist standards. Unbelievable. You want to know what Obama's stupendous credentials are? This is from the LA Times, folks. Obama arrived in Chicago in 1993 with a degree from Harvard Law School, affirmative action, and was hired as a junior lawyer at the firm then known as Davis, Minor, Barnhill, and Gallard. He helped represent clients in civil and voting rights matters and wrongful firings, argued a case before a federal appellate court, and took the lead in writing a suit to expand voter registration. Let me give you a little bit of background. That firm represented Tony Resco, Antoine Tony Resco. At the behest of Resco, they hired Obama. The president of Harvard Law Review got one job offer, and it ain't because he's Tom Cruise in the firm. It's because nobody else wanted that piker. His grades sucked, and nobody wanted to hire him. Mr. Future President. Didn't he have the grades? Think about this. The president of Law Review gets one job offer? Unbelievable. They say this, but the firm also handled routine legal matters and real estate. Obama spent about 70% of his time, get this, on voting rights, civil rights, and employment, generally as a junior associate. The rest of his time was spent on matters related to real estate transactions, filing incorporation papers, and defending clients against minor lawsuits. Let me put it a different way. Your butler, your cab driver, your janitor could have been as effective at being a lawyer as Barack Obama. I love this part, though. In one instance, Obama defended a nonprofit corporation that owned low-income housing projects against a lawsuit in which a man alleged he slipped and fell because of poor maintenance. Obama got the suit dismissed. But let's look at this case. In April 2007, the Chicago Sun-Times reported that Obama did some legal work between 95 and 98 and a series of troubled low-income housing deals involving Resmar Corp., owned by infamous Tony Resco. Resco was a real estate developer and a fast food magnate, and he's now in prison. But until his incarceration, Resco was considered a long-term friend of Obama, who over the years did a good amount of fundraising for Obama's campaign and got Obama a fat house deal. And the house deal, I'm not talking about House of Representatives, I'm talking about a mansion. that it reeks of payola. But they brushed over it and is over his obvious grab. But that's what it was. So here's what happened. I mean, I can tell you, I'm going to spare you the details and just tell you that Obama couldn't afford to buy a $1.6 million house. Resco got it for him, $300,000 under market, bought the place next door to him, then ultimately sold that land to Obama under market value. They made a comment, oh, Resco profited $50,000 from it. In other words, Barack Obama used a little bit of the time he spent at a law firm in order to further his to feather his nest. He, all of it was orchestration for him to run for president or something. He's going to run. They ended up running for the House in Illinois, then the Senate, and it was all scams. All, you know, all the voter registration stuff. It's a fraud. And for the leftists listening to the program, I dare you to go look at how Obama got elected to the Senate. I dare you. I dare you to look at how Obama got elected to the House. Obama signed up voter registration. People for voter registration. It was fraudulent. He did it on behalf of the woman in the House of Representatives. Then he reported, oh, you know what? Many of those registrations are false. And then they got after her, put her in trouble. Then Obama stepped into her seat. Then when he was a senator, the way he got elected to the Senate was he got records unfrozen about his, or unsealed about his competitor. In a key where his wife and the guy, they were embattled in a lawsuit with custody and all this, and he used their family dirt, if you will, in order to fight against them, where they were accusing each other of, you know, all kinds of stuff. She was saying, oh, you're molesting the children, and he's like, you attend sex clubs and all this other stuff. So Barack Obama uses that so he can get elected to the Senate. I mean, he's a scam artist. Anybody that wants to challenge me on what Obama accomplished in the time that he spent in the House and the time that he spent in the Senate for the state of Illinois, I'm talking about you want to go there, you call the show 844-551-8255, and I will embarrass you with that chump's record. And his record as a law clerk was even worse. So he takes this $300,000 of payola, less than the asking price, purchased from a Chicago doctor for $1.65 million. Now, you should be asking yourself how the Obamas got into a house where, I mean, I'm telling you, in 2004, he didn't have money to get a cab back to his apartment. He gets a house for $1.65 million. You explain to me how that happens. So anyway, on the same day they closed on their house, Resco's wife, Rita Resco, bought the vacant lot next to him at the full asking price. And Obama said, anyway, they ended up cutting another deal. Now, you can look into that deal and you tell me if I'm lying about it. In another case, Obama appeared on behalf of a non-profit corporation. He provided health care for poor people. And a woman who claimed an income of less than $8,000 a year sued Obama's client to obtain a $336 payment for babysitting services. And Obama's client paid up and the case was settled. That was his other next important case. Then he appeared in Cook County on behalf of Woodlawn Preservation and Investment, defending a suit by the city, which alleged that the company failed to provide heat for low-income tenants on the south side during the winter. Now, all I'm telling you is these are the cases this man put on as a junior attorney. Before he transitioned into politics, he was never a professor. He was an associate professor. Doesn't even know the law well enough to be an associate professor. And then, so, in short, his legal career is absolutely nothing. It's an embarrassing resume. So, what did he and Michelle do? They surrendered their law licenses. Now, some people say it was under controversy. I don't know that it is or it isn't, but here's what I'll tell you. They surrendered their law licenses because neither one of them are good attorneys. They suck at being attorneys. If they were good attorneys, they'd probably, certainly Barack Obama would have a better record, and don't even look for Michelle's because it's worse. But Biden has a person who's got Barack Obama's legal, I just gave you his legal resume, and he says this man should be on the Supreme Court. That dude is suffering from dementia, and wanting Barack Obama on the Supreme Court proves it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.